תום בביטחון. What is ביטחון? Rabbeinu Avraham describes at the very beginning. Amitus ha-bitochen hi. Shehei ha-boteach nosein bitchono umunoso b'chol inyonim b'Hashem yisara. Recognizing and accepting the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world down to its finest detail through various means. And you may see, think that you're keeping the job and not keeping the job depends on your boss. No, that's not very well. You'll get the, you're gonna, the deal will go through, not go through, depends on the first part. In Cholav Arachala, he's sick. You have to know deep in your heart and your conscience. V'adohus. Without any question. Shatuful of you also elder memory is out. That the medicine works. How can it grow? Kakos is Mukhats divanierfa. And Hogan Mazika and anything that's gonna damage me, only does it because I got a broken one. I'm also at the Mishra, I went into business. Motzei knios bezol, and I bought something cheap and I sold it expensive. That happens in the Magadosh Baruch. Oh, now. But that has to be defined and explained how it translates itself into everyday life. Matzah b'nei Odom in Abitochon b'Hashem Yisawa. There are three types. Bitchon, because Bitchon Hanavim, Hakrovim El Hashchina, that's the first. And Noviv is close to HaKadosh Baruch. And the Bitochon of second, of the people who kofer in HaKadosh Baruch. And the bitachon that we are obligated on in our lives. We're not Nevi'im. We don't want to be kofer. So, what is it not? Who can just lay back and say, you know, HaKadosh Baruch wants me to have parnasa, you're going to send it to me. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that runs according to rules. And Bedar Klal, he wants us to function within the rules that he created, how the world goes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it, but if I walk out the window, I won't fall. And the wind will come and just blow me and deposit me in my home so I don't have to drive home. That's not the way I'm supposed to function. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create a world that functions that way. Created a world that if I walk out the window, I'm going to fall and hurt myself. But there are times we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of certain Nevi'im and Chumash and Novi, they rely on a total nix. So when is that permissible? When's it not permissible? Number one. He says, "Bitochom anavim, akrovim alashchina v'tamidim, and atzidim ayisharim." That is, they do not. They can. They at certain times do not have to worry about natural law. Okay. And that is, Yonasan. Son of Shaul, another Shaul HaMelech, says, "Ki ein Hashem matzal hoshir b'ravu b'mor." And when David HaMelech went to do battle with Goliath, it says, He says, that is, was not Derech HaTeva. What does it say? Here was this mighty warrior with all the armor he needed to protect himself. It was David HaMelech with a slingshot, not a match. And Elyonov, who lied when he was hidden in the cave, that these birds would bring him food. Okay, so now he has his cloth. If a Navi is allowed to rely absolutely on a nes, the question is, why is Yaakov Avinu afraid of Esav? Say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me an nes. So now be afraid. So why could Elyonov rely that the birds would bring him food, and Yaakov Avinu couldn't rely that all of a sudden that nothing would go wrong with Esav? He says, a Navi can only rely on a nes Derech HaTeva if HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates that to him directly. That even a Navi, on the grade of a Navi, when is it that he can say, I don't care, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a nes for me? It says, what happened?
Avraham Avinu said, turned out HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, wait a second, how am I going to have a child? So it remained, was physically incapable of having a child. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in this instance, natural causation is irrelevant. That's not all.
We said, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me directly. And not every Navi can expect that. And even the Navi that can expect it, they can't expect it all the time. Okay, when Shmuel HaNavi was afraid that if he told Shaul something, Shaul would kill him, that wasn't a son of B'tochen. No, because Baruch Hu never told him that he would be spared. He had to protect himself. So even in the Navi, I have to work within the framework of natural causation. And Eliyahu HaNavi, we find that sometimes he relied on a nes, and sometimes he didn't rely on a nes. He went to Har Carmel, he built a mezbeach, and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send down an esh min ha-shamayim. And why? So it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him. On the other hand, when his devil wants to kill him, he runs away, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never promised him to take care of him. So what a Navi does is a very, very simple thing. A, do not assume that by anyone else other than a Navi, number one. And a Navi has that communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in this situation, an ace will happen. Otherwise, if you're afraid that someone's going to kill you, you've got to run away. He says, anyone who relies on Nisim, and he's not in the Madrega, he's in the Madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't communicated to him. You think you're on that Madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a nice for you. It's a chutzpah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to function within certain rules. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to function within certain rules, and for people on a certain madriga, occasionally he will suspend those rules. If you're not holding there, it's a chizpah. It's a guy for that you're not allowed to have.
Okay. And I'm going to get punished for that. The only one who's supposed to do that now is to punish you for it. Now, on the other hand, my Kodesh Baruch Hu does promise it. You're expected to accept it, internalize it, and not have one iota of suffering. And that was the chait of the miracle. That was the chait of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them that they would go into Eretz Yisrael. And even though it was against any logic or any chukyat, that they would be able to just walk through and conquer these powerful nations. Moshe Rabbeinu promises them they were expected to have absolute bitachon. And when they didn't have, and when they got nervous, what's going to be? How's it going to be? You get punished for that. If you earn that madrega that I say I'm doing an ace for you, and no. Now he goes from one extreme to the other extreme. What will turn a person into a kofer?
Bitchonim shall kofrim hanuvim alei leemtsoyim hakrovim hachitzonim v'harigim v'od asher pepniyotim enim hodchim b'shem v'sal.
If someone goes into panos and thinks it's only dependent on him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays no role whatsoever.
That's clear. That is not accepting the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world down to the finest detail. You go into an illness and assume it's only what the doctor has, the medicine says, etc., and HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays no role whatsoever. That's clear.
See, you can't say, no, I'm not taking the medicine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be healthy now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects you to take it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects you to work at your partners. But don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is absent from the whole equation. No. It's actively present in the equation when you do what you're supposed to do.
Sometimes a kriya gluya. All the philosophers, there is no such thing. Or sometimes it's an internal one. If you have bitachon or not, that's what's going on deep dark in your heart. It's a very internal one. And that's what the pasuk says.
Where's that mean? I don't depend on someone.
So he quotes the Rambam. That's fine. Ad kan divrei Abba Mori. Pasuk says, Oru ha-gever asher yiftach bo odom, v'som bo bosos ro, omen Hashem yitzovi.
That's... child doesn't depend on his parents. My wife doesn't depend on his parnosa. That's a son of a cousin. He says, no. He says, everyone depends on somebody else.
Habein botei chalodif, yishol baima.
And if I go into shutfus with a person, I depend on my shutfus. So what is it? Oror hagera sheyichtav ba'adam ma. What's the end of the post? It says the Rambam, Umei Hashem yosaliba. I do that together with an absolute bitachon. The ultimate success is going to come from the Lord. In the meantime, how do I function? Yeah. That's how I function. Okay. Now he goes into a very, very deep and detailed discussion of how it works in daily life. One of the reasons I like that people talk to Torah, it's a very vague concept. And here, what does he do? He translates it into a very concrete thing. What does it mean in a human being's everyday life? Suga shlish, bitochon hamuto al kol shomer ha-Torah. This is not the Navi. No, the Navi has his own rules. And the Kofar doesn't care about this. Now, you have to understand. There is a famous letter the little girl wrote to Albert Einstein. She was in some Christian Sunday school in Manhattan. And she wrote to him, he was the famous scientist at the time, "Dear Mr. Einstein, according to science, what role does prayer play?" And he wrote back to her like follows, a very famous letter. He said, "Listen, according to science, everything is absolute causation. There's no room for anything else. So prayer doesn't make any sense. Prayer makes no sense. Everything is absolute causation according to rules. And there's no exception. And there's no room for any interference of other people." He says, "Yes. We believe that there is a God, because otherwise the whole thing, but it's a very vague concept, doesn't come into everyday life." Okay. The moment we dive in for a refuah, we dive in parnos, what do we say? It depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davening? The basically davening is HaShkocha Protus. Without HaShkocha Protus, there's no point to daven. If it all depends on the doctor, and it's everything is dependent on how chemicals blend with each other, chemicals, and that's the whole thing, bacteria, vaccines and viruses, there's no point to die. The moment we die, what do we say? The refuah ultimately comes from you. Yeah, I have to do the steps I have to do. What are the steps I have to do? I have to go to the doctor, I have to listen to the doctor, take the medicines, etc. But those are the steps that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to take to function within this world, but to know what ultimately comes from him. Okay. What is the bitachon that is al kol shomer ha-Torah? Sheyehei natua be'emunoso shel adam ubar b'libo deep down in his heart with absolute clarity. Sheha'ilos ha-tivios v'hem tzorim ha-regilim masurim b'dei hashkoch ha-lokis protis l'gabe kol echo yoko. If not in general, individually to each yochid and yochid. Calls manu kamatz, and in every situation in life, not that sometimes, occasionally, every situation of life under all circumstances. It's a very, there's no general hashgacha. There is, but it's also protest means down to the each individual things in my life. Marshal kach. Okay, the following things: wheat bread, lamb meat, certain types of wine, they're very good for my health. The other things, certain things are bad for my health. Okay. And certain procedures are good for my help. Certain things are bad. Kol ha-gormim ha-tivim ha-lolo. So all the healthy food, sometimes people get totally preoccupied. It's all dependent on healthy food. Kfufim l'cheftzo u'ritzon u'yisala. Subject to his will. A people who dosu u'shosa polim heim arov b'nei odom. Titivon baderach ha-yudua l'kol. And obviously, what is healthy food does not assign when it's healthy. For everybody. And if it's healthy for me, and however, that doesn't restrict the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that if this specific individual eats those healthy foods, it means he's never going to get sick. No. Okay, and therefore, Mishemara b'mitzvosu yisale v'ovral torosu v'nigzu olav v'chachmotsu yisale v'shiyahon eshadeh cholit. A person, a barahei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has decided his punishment will be a specific illness. He can get all the healthy food in the world, all the medicines in the world. Makes no difference. Okay. And he quotes the Pesukim in Hoshea. Mishi Shomele Mitzosu Yisrael. And some of HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to bless. Now here he says, doesn't mean he can eat all the bad foods, no. He has to eat the good foods. But if he's in a situation that good foods aren't available and the only food that's available to him is bad food, he's not going to hurt him. Why? Because if good food's available to him, so his chiyuv is to function within nature. And if he says, well, because God wants me to be healthy, even if I eat bad food, No. You're not Lamala Minatefa. You're not Madrega. But if there's no option, so the bad food's nothing to hurt. That's a Pasuk. Last week's Parsha. Shemor Tishmer Kol Hashem. When my Parsha says, I won't give you all with one. Okay. And he says, the person gets ill. Will he survive or he won't survive? That's our first problem. Yes, I think this is. Now let's. Who are the Indukhol Gorman Hativan? This doesn't only apply to health. So we can talk extensively about it. It applies to all natural causation. You're a farmer. And you know that normally when a certain amount of seed is planted, you get a certain amount of crop. Okay. Plus it says, other global ones, he increases the crop, he decreases the crop. Because of this, Chayim Eifo Shomrei Hados, B'Shor Shomu Maktish Eschelo L'Gormim Tivim, Dvarim L'Gilim. That anyone who keeps the religion, he says, he has a Shomer Hadas, someone wants to keep the religion the way it is, at the time that he is putting all of his strength into natural causation to get a certain toelis, that is at the time he has to not be distracted and feel it's not the better man. No. It's absolutely dependent on my Hishtadlis plus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. During that, when you're getting the medicine, when you're working in the medicine. That's what Gemara says. Hanichna Zahaki is done. When you go for a medical procedure, you have to down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chtorach yedav v'zeh chozem v'nishnu v'daito shalodim v'shas ma'amosav. The person has to repeat it to himself all the time so he internalizes this. As you saw here, is that it has to be part of the internal mechanism dynamics of the person. Okay. Now, Chazal, it's very interesting. This, we'll discuss it at length next week. Might be Asik Lasok Batola. Limit your panosa to be Osik and Torah. For example, that means go into the office, drop in, say hello to the secretary, and go home. Obviously, that's not what it's talking about. But, he says, there is normal Hashtabas and crazy Hashtabas. Normal careers and crazy careers. And what does he say? The Maya Be'esed, do not think, if you've done the normal Hashtabas, and we'll go through it in much more detail, you've done your normal Hashtabas in your business. That's where Kriyasitim Latorah is. What's Kriyasitim Latorah? You have to make, let's say you're in business. There's a certain say, and a certain say to leave what you set aside. But. There's no but. That was also part of your parnassus. You have to understand, your parnassus is coming from two things. Yes, normal Hashtabas in your business. I had someone who worked for me. Very successful business. He did certain things for me. He had a clock. And it stayed 2 hours a day. And his machlok between him and his chavrusa. He turned off the cell phone and he says, listen, if I'm going to put my mind in running, and boom. So I'll turn off my cell phone. Why? I limit my hishtalos. These 2 hours belong to a Kodesh Baruch. That belongs to a Kodesh Baruch. Rotz Hashem is Yireya v'sem Yachim l'chast. Okay. Now, we'll go through Mitz Hashem the next few weeks. A lot of pages that he gets into. Many, many detailed ways of cooking the Marech Hazal. How people make decisions in life with this balancing. That's a balance. Hashtabas and Betochen. He understands it's a balance. And he begins what he said. Chazal said, my basic Lassok Betorah. Does that mean I'm going to lose money and I won't be as rich as I should be? I'll lose Parnosa? Or not? And they're telling me, so you won't be so rich. No. Or no. I'll be just as rich. But then, maybe we shall be in the next one.